Come back to Adonai with all your heart. Leave the past in ashes. Turn to Adonai with prayer and fasting. For God is kind and merciful. Come back to Adonai with all your heart. Leave the past in ashes. Turn to Adonai with prayer and fasting. For God is kind and merciful. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. My sacrifice is a contrite spirit, a humble contrite heart, you will not reject. O Son of Justice, fill our hearts where selfishness has brought decay. Dispel the darkness of our minds as now the night gives place to day. Make this a fitting time for us, a time to turn ourselves to you. O hear our prayer, most patient one, compassion in our hearts renew. As spring awakes the frozen earth, so Easter blooms from Lent's restraints. Rejoice, for Christ will conquer death and share his life to make us saints. O ever-loving Trinity, we long to see that day of days when all creation born again will sing with us her Easter praise. Amen. The sacrifice you accept, O God, is a humble spirit. The sacrifice you accept, O God, is a humble spirit. Have mercy on me, God, in your loving kindness. In your compassion, blot out my offenses. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. The sacrifice you accept, O God, is a humble spirit. I know full well my misdeeds, and my sin is ever before me. Against you only have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight. The sacrifice you accept, O God, is a humble spirit. yet you look for truth in my inmost being, and teach me wisdom in my heart. Purify me, that I may be clean. Wash me, make me brighter than snow. The sacrifice you accept, O God, is a humble spirit. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. The sacrifice you accept, O God, is a humble spirit. Deliver me from death, O God, my Savior, that my tongue may sing of your justice. O love, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. The sacrifice you accept, O God, is a humble spirit. You have no delight in sacrifices. A burnt offering from me would not please you. The sacrifice you accept is a humble spirit. A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not reject. The sacrifice you accept, O God, is a humble spirit. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The sacrifice you accept, O God, is a humble spirit.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says Adonai Elohim, tell my people their wickedness, and the house of Jacob their sins. They seek me day after day and declare to know my ways, like a nation that has done what is just and not abandoned the law of their God. They ask me to declare what is due them, pleased to gain access to God. Why do we fast and you do not see it, afflict ourselves and you take no note of it? Behold, on your fast day you carry out your own pursuits and drive all your laborers. Yes, your fast ends in quarreling and fighting, striking with wicked claw. Would that today you might fast, so as to make your voice heard on high. Is this the manner of fasting I wish, of keeping a day of penance? That a man bow his head like a reed and lie in sackcloth and ashes? Do you call this a fast, a day acceptable to Adonai? The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Those who oppress the poor insult their Maker. Those who are kind to the needy honor God. Those who oppress the poor insult their Maker. Those who are kind to the needy honor God. God has chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the reign of heaven. Those who are kind to the needy honor God. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the breath of love. Those who oppress the poor insult their Maker. Those who are kind to the needy honor God. Why should they mourn when the Bridegroom is with them? But when he is taken away, then they will fast and lament. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear, and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called Prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Why should they mourn when the Bridegroom is with them? But when he is taken away, then will they fast and lament.
The fast that you desire, Adonai, is the breaking of the chains of evil and untying the bonds of injustice. Help us to fast by loving our sisters and brothers. The fast that you desire, Adonai, is freeing the oppressed and welcoming the poor into our homes. Help us to fast by loving our sisters and brothers. The fast that you desire, Adonai, is clothing the persons we find naked and not despising our neighbors. Help us to fast by loving our sisters and brothers. The fast that you desire, Adonai, is sharing food with the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, and welcoming immigrants and strangers. Help us to fast by loving our sisters and brothers. The fast that you desire, Adonai, is caring for those who are sick or injured, and visiting those who are in prison. Help us to fast by loving our sisters and brothers. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Holy One and God of endless compassion, you are the praise of all your saints and the joy of all creation. You call us in this holy season to return to you with all our hearts and to be moved with compassion towards all who suffer. May our Lenten prayers and practices and our whole lives help to build your reign on earth as it is in heaven, where you live and love one God forever and ever. Amen. May the God of life and liberty, who calls us to break every yoke of suffering and oppression, help us to accomplish this in prayer, fasting, and works of kindness and love. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.